In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. James Garfield was elected president in 1880. 6 months later, in July of 1881, he was shot in the back in an assassination attempt. But the wound itself was not fatal. He lived some three more months. What killed him was not the bullet, but infection. You see, every day a doctor would go into him and probe the wound, trying to get the bullet out. And while the flesh would have healed around that bullet and he just would have lived with it, they didn't know that back then. They didn't understand yet about bacteria. And so with unwashed hands every day, a doctor would stick his fingers in there, an instrument there, trying to get that bullet out. And every day they would reopen and reinfect that wound. And he died quite a miserable death of infection 3 months later. And I think this makes an interesting and sometimes frightening illustration of forgiveness. The initial wound can hurt. Nobody's denying that. The initial wound can knock us down. But sometimes it's not the wound itself that really does our soul in. It's the fact that we probe it every day, that we don't let go, that we keep trying to remember it, that we don't move on, we don't let the wound heal, and so spiritual infection ensues. And it's not the wound, it's not the hurt, it's the fact that we didn't stop probing it. It's that we didn't stop mulling it over. Today, the church gives us the opportunity at the gates of Great Lent to forgive, both to ask for forgiveness and to offer forgiveness. And I think this offering of forgiveness is our willingness to stop probing at wounds and to start to let them heal. And what forgiveness is not, it's not pretending it didn't happen. It's not pretending it didn't hurt. James Garfield was shot. What forgiveness is, it's the letting go. It's the beginning to heal. And some forgiveness is pretty easy. Little slights during the day, we let them slide by. Some forgiving is quite difficult. And when forgiving is hard, here are some helps given to us in the church. First of all, remember that we are in this together. We are all sinners. We are all broken. We are all wounded. How can we hope to be forgiven ourselves when we are sinners and we are broken and we are wounded if we don't extend that forgiveness to others? Jesus said most clearly in the gospel today, if you forgive others their trespasses, your Father in heaven will forgive you. And if you don't, neither will your Father forgive you. A Russian military leader was visiting with St. John of Kronstadt, and he was kind of bragging to St. John. St. John was a parish priest. This Russian military leader said, I never forgive and I never forget. And to him, that was a sign of a strong warrior. To which St. John replied, then I hope you never sin. Because if you do not forgive others their trespasses, your Heavenly Father will not forgive you. So if you have trouble forgiving, remember that we are broken together. The second thing is to find good in that person. It really helps. St. Basil the Great said, if you see your neighbor sin, immediately try to remember the good that they do. You know, nobody is all bad. Nobody. Nobody's all good, save our Savior. Nobody's all bad. And it's not for their benefit that you think of the good things that they do. It's for yours. Because if you can come up with a few good things that that person does, or even one, it will change your heart, it will change your spirit, and it will change your mind. Find good in that person, and it will help. And the third thing, pray for them and do something good for them. And this is from the mouth of our Savior himself. Just a little while after he told us about forgiving, just a few minutes before he told us about forgiving. He said, you've been heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who spite you, and pray for those who use you. pray for them, and do something good for them. I like to say we are psychopneumosomatic beings. We are body, mind, and spirit. Praying is good for our spirit and our mind, but to get the body on board with forgiveness, try actually doing something good for that person. Might just be writing them a card. It might be buying them a little gift. It might be going out of your way to help them. Maybe you'll win them over. Maybe you won't. But you will win yourself back. You will find the image of Christ in you again. Why else would Jesus tell us to do good to our enemies and pray for them? Remember your brokenness, find good in that person, and pray and do something good for them. Three steps from the church that do help us forgive. After the Civil War, Southern General Robert E. Lee was visiting a Kentucky lady who had had a magnificent stately tree in her front yard. And she was complaining to General Lee that the Union soldiers had gone through and used that tree as target practice. And its limbs and trunk were all but destroyed. And hoping to hear words condemning the North, the woman was surprised when General Lee said, "My dear madam, cut the tree down and forget it. It is better to forgive the injustices of the past than to allow them to remain and poison the rest of your life." Brothers and sisters, we have the opportunity to cut down the tree. We have the opportunity to let the wound grow over and finally heal. And we're not denying that we loved the tree when it was unharmed. We're not denying that the wound hurt. What we're saying is it's time to let go, because we are all in this broken world together. Amen.